Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Heater Newman Gym. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, an excavation and road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. And ladies and gentlemen, expect this gym to be a lot more noisier than the Purple Pit that we were in on Wednesday night. We already have about three times the crowd that we had there, and there are still people coming in. The JV game just over with, and the Grants Pass JVs lost that one, but to their credit, they came back from a 20-point deficit and had a chance to tie as time ran out. Final score, 49-46. So they just missed a couple of threes at the very end of the game that would have forced it overtime. So that's the situation we have on the floor. Both varsity teams on the floor right now taking some warm-ups. We'll tell you more about that when they come back right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. The Sheldon Irish in town tonight. They're taking the warm-ups right now. Black uniforms, I believe, according to the JVs, that they'll have white numerals on them, but they're still in the warm-ups right now. Grants Pass, of course, in its home whites tonight. And, we'll ask the coach when we have a chance to talk to him after the game about some light blue warm-up jerseys they're sporting tonight. We've not seen those before. Almost UCLA blue, not quite. At any rate, we've got a pretty good crowd on hand tonight for what promises to be a pretty exciting basketball game. We'll tell you more later on. In the meantime, that's the scene here, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at abbys.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, first of all, congratulations. Your Grants Pass Caveman received a statewide award here. And would you like to expand on that?
Yeah, we're the Les Schwab 6-8 team of the month there for
January.
Yeah, for January. And it's pretty good. We have a bunch of great boys. We have a bunch of great parents that value giving back to the community. And it was just good. You know, I can't take hardly, you know, I can take a little bit of credit, but, you know, we had a parent that and my sister kind of talked about doing a community service project, over the Christmas holiday. And so we did it and served over, you know, I think about 700 families at the food bank there. And it was pretty good. And so, OSAA recognized it, you know, stuff off the floor and on the floor. And they like what we're doing on the floor defensively and stuff like that right now. And so, you know, just a multiple things. And like like I said, we have just a bunch of good kids, you know, this year that work hard at it.
As I understand it, the award is based on at least three different criteria: performance on the court, performance in the classroom, and performance in the community. So
yeah, let's talk about the classroom. You know, this year is probably our best year in the classroom right now. We only had maybe three boys on our 12-man roster that were under a 3.5, which drug our overall GPA to a 3.7 overall for our team. I don't know where that's going to rank in the state, but you know, 3.7 for 12 boys. Multiple boys have 4.0s. Multiple boys, two of our boys actually have, because of the AP classes, Ben Antley and John Broerman have above a 4.0 because they take collegiate classes, AP classes that get them up there. So our boys, and then we had some of our boys that were struggling last year, step it up in the classroom this year, because it's one of our goals to be in the top 10 of our GPA. Unfortunately, this year I think we'll probably fall just a little bit short, because we, like I said, we had about two or three boys that were under that 3.5 that kind of drug our 3.7 down to the 3.7, which is still good, but you know, when you set goals, you always want to try to attain them.
Well, once again, congratulations, and I want everyone to know that's a statewide honor. There's only one team for the team of January.
Yes.
Month of January.
Yeah, for the 6A level, you know, everybody, there's a 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, so yes, for the 6A level, there is only one team. You're correct.
All right, once again, congratulations. Share that with your young charges. Now let's talk about basketball.
Yes.
First of all, let's continue to bask in that last win over the South Eugene Axe. Coach, as a casual observer, I think back on that game, and I didn't see any late start. I didn't see any bad stretches of offense or defense, or I didn't see a horrible quarter. It looks like your team played solid from start to finish. Is that a fair? Did we see that team come together that night?
I would say probably the last minute and a half, Chuck, wasn't our brightest moment.
I wasn't going to bring up free throws.
No. Free throws, once again, is a problem. But also, you know, the press kind of affected us. You know, I think our when South Eugene coach took those JV boys out, put the JV boys in and took their varsity guys out, I think our guys kind of relaxed a little bit and instead of putting them away. And that game got a little too close for us for comfort. But I really like how our boys play defense. I really like how our boys, you know, like you and I talked at the beginning of the year with Peyton Bruner and Luke Morgan being our nucleus of scoring. That was kind of our first game where we got both of them above 20 points, I believe. I'd have to go look back, but that's what we need. You know, for us to be successful and get into that 65-70 point, those two have to score 20 plus points a night. And I was sure glad to see that both of them really did that last night.
All right. I mentioned free throws. Actually, yes. Your team shot free throws pretty well at night, almost 60%. Just one young man struggled a little bit, and I wasn't going to bring him up just because he made the free throw that put the game on ice.
Yeah, you know, Peyton got in the gym last night and worked on it on his own. So, you know, Peyton's really wanting that to be a part of his game, to where when he goes up to the free throw line, he hits them. I think you're going to see an improvement in his mentality, and you're going to start seeing, you know, him start hitting at about 70%, which is where I tell our boys we need to be. I feel like we've lost probably five or six games this year because we haven't hit free throws and we haven't hit little easy bunnies. And, you know, I think those games get us a lot higher ranking if we would have won them. But, we're in control of our own destiny here, Chuck. And, you know, I feel that, you know, Peyton's going to hit those free throws when we really need them. And he's dialed in now. His mentality is where it needs to be. And it's not just him. There's plenty of others on our team that don't hit the free throws at a high level like we should.
All right. Andy, I know there was a minor injury in that game. How's everybody ready for tonight, health-wise?
You know, Jaden took a really hard fall and didn't play, you know, half of the third and the rest of the fourth, or the end of third, or whatever it was. And He's got a really sore calf, and he also his back. Our athletic trainer is one of the best, Katie Cole. She does a phenomenal job. Really takes really good care of our athletes, and so Jaden's been working with her quite a bit and doing a lot of compression stuff, and so we'll see. Jaden right now I think is probably 60% yes and 40% no. We'll see what happens in warm-ups and stretches and see how he does.
So a game-time decision.
I think he'll play. I just don't know if we're going to get his normal defense and stuff like that. Normally we'd put him on their best play. And tonight we'll see how that transpires. He may or may not be guarding Rocco or not.
Okay, all right. Now we'll talk about the Sheldon Irishman. Come back right after this word from our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Sheldon Irish are in town tonight, Coach, and similar records, similar scores against common opponents. What do we expect from the Irish?
You know, they're tough-nosed, hard-working kids. You know, they're really strong. They're not super fast. They're kind of like us. Like you just said, they're built like us. They play pretty good defense. They have one really good scorer is also a football player, Rocco Graziano. He's had some really big games this year. So we'll emphasize and focus on him. Other than that, we'll try to keep them from getting to the middle. They really like to drive middle and kick, and so we'll put a lot of emphasis on that. You also probably see a little bit more of our zone this evening, which we weren't able to do with South Eugene because they shot us right out of it after about 2 to 3 plays. But they're well coached. Their coach, the Sheldon coach, is probably one of my favorite coaches. Eric there, he does a great job, and he's a good coach and just a good person.
Okay. So we're expecting a pretty competitive game. Now, they've got some big guys in terms of height on that roster. Does that bother you at all, or are we going to see very much of it? I think they've got one man at 6'9". Are we going to see much of him?
I think, you know, he was in a boot earlier in the year. I don't know what his status is right now. There's a couple league games that he has not played. So I don't know if we'll play that, if we'll see him tonight or not. If they do play him this evening, they'll be a lot slower. So you'll see us speed the game up a little bit. If he doesn't play, you know, I actually think they play better without him, personally. And so, you know, I think if he does play, we look forward to attacking him a little bit. I think Luke and Peyton both can have a pretty good game against him because he's not super strong like some of their other kids are as much.
Personality of the game tonight. Fast, quick, hard-nosed, who? You tell me.
You know, I think tonight you'll probably see us try to push the transition just a little bit than what you've seen in the normal. We've seen some teams that have had success against Sheldon push the pace quite a bit. If we don't have anything, when I say have anything, meaning getting to the rim and taking easy layups, you'll see us pull it out and run sets and try to control the pace a little bit and slow it down if we don't have the easy bucket in transition.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you. Once again, congratulations on the Les Schwab Team of the Month award here for the 6A level. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply, tip of that to our good friends at Farmers. Getting the start tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Wearing number 24, a senior, Luke Morgan, averaging 11.7 points a game. Also a senior, wearing number 3, Gavin McLean, averaging 10.4 points per game. A junior wearing 00, Peyton Brunner, averaging now after a great night at South Eugene. He's averaging 10.5 points a game. Joel Jesse, a senior. It's Jaden Jesse, wearing number 44. He's averaging 5.5 points a game, and he does a lot more for the team than score. And then there's Tyler McIntosh, a junior, also wearing number 11. McIntosh averaging 6.5 points a game. Sixth man coming in off the bench usually is Zach Deshane. Wearing number 1, Zach is a senior, and he's averaging almost 3 points a game in a reserve role. Those are the starting lineups for the Grant Fast Cavemen. We'll talk about the Irish when we come back right after this word from Farmers.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Taking a look at the Sheldon Irish, and of course all of this is subject to change, ladies and gentlemen, at the opening tip. But we always go back to last year's rosters or last year's score sheets to see who did what to whom. And for the Sheldon Irish last year, we did see Owen Kramer. He's scheduled to start tonight wearing number 10. He's a 5'11 senior. In two games, he accumulated 4 points against Grants Pass last year. Now, already you've heard a couple of references already to Rocco Graziano. He wears number 4. He's a junior this year. He's at 6'2". Last year in two games, he hit 15 total points, 1 3-point shot. He was 3 for 3 from the free throw line, so he's a shooter. After that, I have no other information on the others other than what we can share with you. Nathan Shelley scheduled to start, also a junior at 6'4", wearing number 5. And Eli Porsche, a 6'4 junior, wearing number 11. And Colby Perosa, a 6'5 senior. So across their front line, they can go 6'4", 6'4", 6'5". That's what we expect to start. Well, that's the starting lineup, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned. Keys to tonight's game coming after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
We're about to have the national anthem here. We'll pause in our coverage, and we'll be right back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Final strings of the National Anthem being performed here by the Grants Pass High Band. Well, real briefly, keys to tonight's game brought to you by our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. One is we're concerned about Jaden Jesse's leg. He did appear to be a little gimpy in warm-ups. We'll see if he gets the start tonight and how much playing time he does have. That'll certainly be a factor for the Grants Pass Cavemen, but I suspect he will start. We'll see how long he's able to go. So that's one key. The other key, defense. Introducing the Irish right now with green numerals. Number two being introduced, that's Perosa. And number four, this Graziano. He's got his left shoulder taped up, but looking good. And number five is Shelley. And number 10 is Kramer. All right, now we're getting the Grants Pass Cavemen. Shouldn't be any surprises. Certainly hope not. So Jesse will start. But the first one introduced, our junior, 00, Peyton Bruner. 26 points against the South Eugene Axe at the Purple Pit last Wednesday night. Number three, Gavin McLean. He'll work the point. He'll be the off-shooting guard. He'll go underneath and rebound for you. He'll do about anything you ask. Number three, the senior, number 11. Is coming onto the floor for Grants Pass. That's Tyler McIntosh, junior, averaging about 6 points a game. Another big guy, 21 points against the South Eugene X the other night. That's Luke Morgan wearing number 24. And number 44, by way of having the highest jersey number, is Jaden Jesse. He'll get the start tonight. And we know the principles for this contest. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be getting it underway in just a moment or two. First quarter going to be brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving and Oil. So we'll tip our hats to Jay Moser. Let you know their phone number is 479-2424. Give them a call for all your site preparation needs, paving, gravel site preparation needs. Or you need it done, they can do it for you. So let's move to the center of the floor right now. All the players are there. It is Bruner squaring off against, I believe, Perosa, but I'm not sure. We'll see. High in the air, and it's controlled quickly to McLean. Drops it off quickly to Jesse in the backcourt. Walks up to the timeline. Man-to-man defense opening up by the Sheldon Irish. Off the left-hand side, then comes back right-hand side to McIntosh. McIntosh bounce pass top of the key to Bruner. Left-hand side to McLean. Down low it to Morgan on the baseline. Morgan attacks, kicks the ball out front again to Jesse. Left-hand side to Bruner. Following Morgan through, puts it up and rolls off. No good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up. Rolls off again. One more. This time Morgan comes down with it. He muscles one up, and he gets it up and down. So the Cavemen get the first score. It's 2-0. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Ball right-hand side to the free throw line. Popped up front, down to the left-hand side. Picked up by, I believe that's Perosa. Perosa on the drive, left-hand side. Stops, kicks the ball up front to, well, this goes to Graziano. Sperry. Shot is up and off. No good. Well, Graziano took the shot. Rebound in the hands of McLean. He brings it down himself all the way. Little collision, controls the basketball, though. Gives it to McIntosh, breaking down the rock. He feeds off to Morgan, and Morgan has four. The Cavemen lead, 4-0 here early. Quickly down the right-hand side. Sheldon come back on the attack. Ball goes right-hand side from 22 feet. They buries it. So it's now 4-3. And we'll pick up the number. That's Shelley. Ball right-hand side. Now hands to McLean. Out front then to... Shot from the corner is up and rolls off. No good. Fighting for the rebound is Morgan, but he was being fronted. Couldn't control it. Ball pulled down by the Irish. They come into the forecourt right-hand side. Top of the key. Man drives. Drops his shoulder. Hits the back of the backboard with the basketball. Kicks it out to the wing. Right-hand side. And the shot again by Pisperi. He just hit it from that same spot. He's got six in the basketball game. 6-4 the score. Did I see Ferry? It's Shelley. Grant's pass down by two. Ball in the hands of Jesse. Jesse elevates, goes high to the glass himself. He's looking good now. He gets his first two. We are tied at six. On the drive, here comes the Irish down left-hand side, left front court. Ball in the hands of Kramer. Gives it to Shelley, right-hand side, back to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball on the wing, right-hand side, back out front, top of the key. Shelley wants to drive, drops the ball down low, and a foul called, I believe, on McLean. We'll see. That's the call. So Gavin McLean will pick up the first infraction for anybody tonight. Tied at 6, 5:57, or 5:27 showing on the clock. Inbounds play from the end line as the Irish put three men down the left-hand side of the lane. Kick the ball out front, though. Back inside the paint, and a traveling call turns the ball right back over to the Grants Pass Caveman. Jesse will make the inbounds play. Substitution coming in for the Irish already. Eli Forshuk comes in. And Speary sits down. Inbounds play against full court pressure. Comes in to McLean. Right back to Jesse. Jesse in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline. Left front court. Crosses back to the center. Left-hand side then in the corner to McLean. Down low to Morgan. Morgan spins. Kicks the ball right-hand side to McIntosh. In the paint. Back to Morgan. Morgan goes up. Stripped of the basketball. Gets it right back. Flips the ball out to McLean for three. Buries it. It's good. And a whistle stops the action. So McLean gets his first one from beyond the arc. I think we've got a foul called on the Irish. Foul called on number 11. We've got two 11s, I think. So it will go on Portia. Inbounds play quickly to McLean. Free throw line. As the ball pass slapped away but saved by Jesse. That foul passed away and he drives into the backcourt. Jesse goes to the floor. Also going to the floor with him. One of the Sheldon Irish, number five, that's Shelley. Grants pass ball inbounds from the sideline in the backcourt. Jesse won't make the play. He's got McLean in the backcourt. Gets the ball into McLean all easily. And McLean brings the ball down, goes behind the back to get into the forecourt, right-hand side, drops the ball off to Jesse. Jesse right front court, head fakes, comes into the wing, spins to the free throw line, kicks the ball out left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner drives, comes down all the way. Stend and... Oh, he was fouled. He was fouled. Not in the act of shooting. So it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds. And the foul going to be called on... Number two, Barossa. Inbounds play to Bruner. Top of the key. Turnaround jumper by McLean. Off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of the Irish. They come down... Three-on-three break right-hand side. And spins, kicks the ball back out front to Shelley. Shelley gets in the paint. Elevate shot is up. Off, no good. High for the rebound is McLean. Out jump Morgan that time. Lead pass up to Bruner. Bruner slides down the right-hand side. Protects the basketball. Waits for help and good numbers. Ball comes back right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse on the wing to the free throw line. Gets in the paint. Shovels left-hand side to McLean. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner fakes, drives. Shot is up off glass. Rolls through and Bruner gets his first two of the basketball game. And the Cavemen lead it right now 11-6. On the drive, right-hand side. Sheldon on the right-hand side on the wing, driving from the wing. Gets into the paint, kicks the ball out to the free throw line. Back out on the wing, left-hand side to Shelley. Shelley gives the ball down low. Shot is up and good. Off, no good. Rebound cleared by Morgan this time. Dropped the outlet right back to McLean. And McLean saunters down the court into the forecourt now, out between the circles. Goes right-hand side on a double high post to Bruner. Bruner on the wing, back out front then to Jesse, left-hand side to Morgan. Morgan attacks along the baseline, tries to move man off, draws a double team, back out front to McIntosh. McIntosh back to McLean. 9 seconds on the shot clock. So our first shot clock violation at South Eugene the other night. Or count them down. 3-2. Shot is up from Jesse. Shot is up and good. And Jesse has four tonight. 13-6 the score. 3:02 to play. First period. Sheldon Irish in town tonight at Heater Newman Gym. Driving to left-hand side. Ball goes down low on the baseline to Garaziano. Shot is up from the wing. Off. No good for three. Rebound Irish. Out top of the key to Shelley. Comes to free throw line. Spins. Kicks the ball back out front. Man on the drive left-hand side. Shovels to the right. It's up and good. By Perosa. So Perosa will get his first two. 13-8 the score. 2:35 to play. First period. McLean calls a play as he crosses the timeline, moves off to the right-hand side. Bounce pass back out front to Jesse. Jesse to McLean, corner right-hand side, down low on the base path. Shot is up, off, no good, pardon me, on the baseline to Morgan. His shot rolls free. Sheldon rebounds, comes right back on the attack, left-hand side. Graziano for three, wouldn't go. Kicks the ball right outside to Shelley, right-hand side on the wing on his spot. Again, out front. Man drives down the paint, right-hand side. He's surrounded by McLean. Ball slipped left-hand side. Brunner gets a hand on it to slow things down. Man picks it back up. Drive shot is up, off, no good. This time, Morgan clears the board. The outlet comes to McLean, pushing the ball down the floor on the right-hand side. The Irish already in position. Shot is up in and out of the rim by McLean. Got a five-footer up in the lane. Couldn't go on the drive, right-hand side. Ball kicked back up and good for Kramer. 13-10 the score. France Pass slows it down. Ball in the hands of McIntosh. Getting some instructions from head coach Jesse. McIntosh crosses the timeline right at the center. Left-hand side to Jesse. Back out front to McIntosh. McIntosh slides to the right-hand side. Goes to McLean on the wing. On the cut, they give it to Brunner inside. Pisses it off the glass. No good. Ball slapped away out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. About 10 feet up from the end line. Rosetta checks in. Brunner comes out. So does McLean come out. And DeShane comes in. 1:13 to play. First period, 13-10 the score. Jesse from the sideline goes down low in the corner to Morgan. Morgan out front to Rosetta. Rosetta comes down the paint. Muscles one up. It's good. And Rosetta comes right off the bench and adds to the score, 15-10 right now. Grants pass up by five. The Sheldon come back on the attack. Kicks the ball right-hand side on the wing. Then down low. Ball comes left-hand side. To shot is up for three from the corner. Off, no good. Climbing for the rebound, that's number 10. That's Kramer. So Kramer will pick up his second of the night. And it's 15-12 with 46 seconds left here in the first period. DeShane slides the ball down the right sideline. Squares off, looking eyeball to eyeball. And his opponent, double-teamed up front, breaks that. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Jesse for three from the wing. And it is in and out. Won't go. Rebound, Irish. Quickly into the forecourt. They'll set up for the last play with 22 seconds on the clock, and it's running. Ball in the hands of Shelley. He just backs away from any defense. Morgan's out eyeballing him, but 5 feet away easily. Now he squares at him a little bit more. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing. Then out front, left-hand side. Shot is up from the wing. Off, long rebound way out front with 4 seconds left. Ball in the hands of Graziano. Free throw line jumper is short. Rebound into the hands of Rosetta. And that's the way the first period will end, with the Cavemen leading by three. 15-12 back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. 15-12 the score as we go into this second period. When play is resumed, I believe it's going to be Sheldon putting the ball in play on the alternate possession rule. Kramer slides over to make the inbounds play from the half-court mark. And in the backcourt, the ball comes, and we're right back to action in period two. Ball in the hands right now of Shelley. Moves right-hand side. Out front. Ball comes to one of the big guys off the bench. That's 35. Ty Reed is at 6'9". Out front to Ryan Graziano. Fires off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of DeShane. DeShane through heavy traffic. Ooh, doesn't like the number. Slows it down. Stops, drives right-hand side. Kicks the ball quickly to McClain. McClain follows him into the paint. Spins, fadeaway, four-footer off glass. Rolls it through, and it's good for McClain. So McClain has five in the basketball game. The Cavemen lead 17-12. Quickly into the forecourt for the Sheldon Irish. Out between the circles. Ball comes left-hand side to Graziano. Graziano looks down low for a cutter. Kicks the ball out front quickly to Reed. Reed slides to the right-hand side. Gives the ball away. Man drive. Shot is up. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Tip up. Still no good. And a whistle stops the action underneath. And it's a three-second foul. No, it's foul. Foul called on, once again, number 11. I believe this one's McIntosh, though. That'll be the call. Second team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen. First on McIntosh. Going to the free throw line is that big man, 6'9", sophomore Ty Reed. And he bounces three times. Shot is up and rattled it in and out. Won't go. Grants Pass by 5, 17-12 right now. One more shot coming for the big guy at the free throw line. That's our home fans counting the dribbles. And this one's also in and out, won't go. Rebound McClain, late pass up to McIntosh. McIntosh sees a lane, tries to drive, gets the ball back to DeShane in the corner. Out front again to McClain. McClain reads the floor, goes left-hand side then to Bruner. Bruner back out to McClain, to DeShane right-hand side. Out front again to McClain. McClain looks down low. Flips the ball left-hand side. This to Bruner. Down low to Morgan. Shot is up from DeShane. Off. No good. Board cleared by the Irish. They give it to Graziano on the run. Lead pass up left-hand side. Back to Graziano. Gets a pick for three and misses, no doubt. Ball finally controlled by McClain again. He's picking up rebounds early, just like he did on Wednesday night. 17-12 to score. McClain tries to drive, goes to the corner right-hand side, launches the three, hits the iron just off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta. Kicks the ball out front, but it's stolen away by the Irish on the run right-hand side. Bad pass stolen right back by Bruner. Bruner gives the ball right back to McClain, and we've got a timeout by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Head coach Jesse on the floor to get the officials' attention. 17-12 to score. 6:14 to play in a second. We'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back. Cavemen by 5, leading here in the second period at Heater Newman Gym against the Sheldon Irish in town tonight. Irish come in at a 9-7 record. The Cavemen 9-8, I believe. Cavemen send out, let's see, we've got Rosetta on the floor along with Bruner, Jesse, DeShane, and that's four. Got to have a fifth one here, which it is going to be McIntosh. And McIntosh makes the inbound play from just in front of his own bench to the back line to DeShane. DeShane being bothered all the way down, just not closely, just being kept on us. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Little stutter step, bounce pass right-hand side to McIntosh. McIntosh on the wing right, feeds it high post to Bruner, down low to Rosetta. Rosetta goes hard to the glass. It's trapped on the glass, picked up by the Sheldon Irish. They come back on the run. Ball out front now in the hands of number 10. That's Kramer. Kramer goes right-hand side on the wing. Ball out front, comes quickly back to Shelley. Bounce pass down low, goes to Jesse, wearing a different colored uniform, to DeShane. Long pass up to Rosetta. Attacks the basket, right-hand side, pumps once, and those goes up with it. Draws the foul, he'll go to the free throw line. So the foul going to be called on Perosa. That'll be the second on Perosa. Going to the free throw line is Jordan Rosetta. Rosetta, 8 of 13, that's 61.5% from the free throw line. Deep breath, takes his time, shot is up, hits the back of the iron, high, bounces once off the rim, and then off. No good. One more shot for the freshman, who has really become a factor in this team. Usually about the seventh man in. Takes his time. Shot is up. Good. He's got three in the basketball game. 18-12 to score. Grants pass by six. In the backcourt, the Sheldon Irish. Ball in the hands of Kramer. Kramer to the right front court. Kicks the ball on the wing. Right-hand side to Shelley. Puts the ball on the floor. Drives top of the key. Stops, looks down low, goes back right-hand side on the wing. Trying to get to the baseline. Can't do it. Back out to Shelley. Inside pass deflected. Picked up by Jesse. Jesse comes back. Four on three. Left-hand side. Jesse spins. Goes hard to the glass. Kisses it high. No good. Rebound. Rosetta puts it back up and in. So Rosetta gets his fifth point in the basketball game. And it's 20-12. Caveman by eight. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
20-12 the score right now. Grants passed by eight with 5 minutes left here in the first half. Sheldon Irish, they've got some length. There's no question about that. In fact, they've gone 6'9", 6'5", 6'4", across the front line so far tonight. 6'9 man is on the bench. He's a sophomore and doesn't get full playing time. In the backcourt, though, the ball comes in quickly to Kramer. Kramer brings the ball down. A little stutter step into the forecourt. Leads the ball high post to Shelley. Ball right-hand side quickly. Bounce pass down low. Deflected and stolen away by Morgan. I think they're going to call him for the foul, though. Yeah, that's the case. So Morgan will pick up his first of the evening. That's the scoreboard showing that's the second team foul. I think that's the third, but... Oh, well, second team foul this period. That's right. Got to readjust to the new rules. In high post now, Sheldon Irish kicks the ball left-hand side on the wing. Three-point attempt on the way and buried by Gabe Alvarado, wearing number 12. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to DeShane. 20-15 right now, DeShane. On the drive into the forecourt, right down the lane, kicked the ball left-hand side, tried to hand it off to Morgan, but was deflected. Morgan's getting a lot of defensive attention tonight. He gets close to the ball. He's drawing a double team. Sheldon Irish back on the attack, right-hand side. They give the ball out front quickly to Alvarado. Alvarado head fakes, drives left-hand side, pass into the corner. Shot is up and no good. Rebound to Morgan this time. Morgan gives the ball right back to DeShane, and DeShane slides the ball down uncontested. Comes up to the timeline, crosses right at the center. Moves off to the right-hand side. 4 minutes to play here in the first half. On right-hand side to Rosetta on the wing. Rosetta looks down low. Heavy traffic under there. Bruner stops out front. Rosetta drives to the baseline right-hand side. Looks for help. Bullet pass left-hand side to DeShane. Saved in. Great move by DeShane to Morgan. Morgan's pass out front, not so good. It goes out of bounds and turns the ball over to the Sheldon Irish. Came in lead by 5, 20-15. Bruner gets a little breather. As McLean is back onto the floor now. So we've got DeShane, McLean, Jesse Morgan, and Rosetta. In the backcourt, Kramer with the basketball. Comes up right-hand side to Graziano. Graziano, bounce pass. Gives it top of the quickly to Sperry. Sperry hands the ball off quickly to Kramer. Kramer left-hand side to Sperry. He drives, gets in the paint. Elevate shot is up and off. No good. Board cleared by Rosetta. Outlet comes quickly to DeShane. DeShane down the right-hand side. Little stutter step out front. Feeds it high post to Morgan. Morgan can't find anybody underneath. Draws a double team himself. Kicks the ball left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane, free throw line jumper is up. Hits the back of the iron. Off, no good. Rebound put back up and in by Morgan. Morgan's got six. 22-15, the margin is seven. Caveman lead it. 2:58 to play in the half. On the drive, left-hand side, Kramer with the basketball. Stopped at the free throw line. Goes right-hand side. Graziano shot is up and off. No good. Again, Rosetta with the rebound. Lead pass out to Jesse out in front of everybody. He lays one up and in. And Jesse picks up his sixth point of the basketball game. And the scoring is spread out for the Grants Pass Caveman. 24-15 to Caveman by 9. 2:36 to play. Kramer with the basketball. Slides to the right-hand side. Spins. Tries to move in on DeShane. And they're going to call an offensive foul on him. He bumped DeShane. twice a couple of times. DeShane's probably a pretty good actor, but I think he took one in the chops that time, quite frankly. So that's the first on Kramer, second team foul this period on the Irish. Inbounds play comes from McLean to DeShane. DeShane looks over and gets some instructions from head coach Jesse. Walks the ball down uncontested. If Jesse's called a set, double high post for the Grants Pass Cavemen right now with Rosetta and Morgan. Ball comes to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, comes down the paint, muscles one up off glass, hits good. And the freshman's asserting himself. He's got seven in the basketball game, 26-15. Ball right-hand side. Man drives the baseline for the Sheldon Irish. Kicks the ball up front. It's deflected but saved by the Irish. Out front quickly to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball goes right-hand side in the corner. About to Graziano on the wing. Graziano spins, comes to free throw line, elevates there. Shot is up and good for Graziano. His first two of the basketball game. They're big guys on the floor and limping badly at 6'9". And that's whistle stops the action. He's coming off the floor. He went up and down the floor once. I'm surprised it took people that long to see him. So I don't think anybody was charged with a timeout there. They just wanted to get an injured man off the floor and get him replaced. 26-17 the score, 1:40 on the clock. Caveman basketball. McLean will make the inbounds play. Just at the end of the scorer's table, close to the Irish bench. Drops the ball in the backcourt quickly to DeShane with a minute 38 to play. Clock's running again. Ball goes left-hand side to Jesse. Then high post to Rosetta. Kicks it right-hand side to McLean for three. This one's well. Saw that one as soon as it left his hands. Kramer rebounds. Gives it right back to Graziano. Graziano into the forecourt. Right-hand side. Head fakes. Tries to drive by Jesse. Can't do it. Double team with Rosetta coming up to help, but nails it anyway. About a 10-foot fadeaway. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. 26-19 to Kidman by seven. A minute 10 to play. DeShane taking his time. Walks the ball down. Flips the ball left-hand side on the wing to McLean. Back out front to DeShane. Right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse looks in the paint. Back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side to McLean. Working at that zone defense. Now the ball high post to Rosetta. Had a great pass before. This one not so great. Goes out of bounds. Turns the ball right back over. 26-19 the score. 55.1 seconds left here in the first half. Inbounds play comes to Kramer in the backcourt. DeShane just keeping him honest. About a 10-foot spread between the two. They tightens up as he comes soon. He comes into the forecourt. Finds Graziano out front. Graziano checks the scoreboard. Turns, drives, spins, tries to drive back on. Shoots over Jesse. He rims it and out. No good. High for the rebound is McLean this time. McLean gives the ball right back to DeShane. DeShane slows it down, sets it up, slides the left-hand side with 26 seconds, and Caveman will look for the last shot. The shot clock is off right now. Ball left-hand side to McLean, back out front to DeShane. DeShane calls Jesse up front. Jesse right front court, back to DeShane, left-hand side. 14 seconds on the clock, it's running. Caveman looking for the last shot of the quarter here. Slides right-hand side, 8 seconds left, left-hand side, bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta triple team, fadeaway four-footer is good! And Rosetta with 9 points here in the first half. That's the way the first half will end. 28-19 the score. The Caveman lead by nine. We'll be back right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Here at the half, the Grants Pass Cavemen lead the Sheldon Irish 28-19. The Cavemen led the first period by a score of 15-12, outscored the Irish in the second period 13-7 to make it 28-19. Caveman scoring in the first period came on 13 field goals, one three-pointer. They're 1-for-2 from the free throw line and were whistled for 3 fouls compared to 4 fouls against the Sheldon Irish. Irish scoring came on 8 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They were 0-for-2 from the free throw line. So count all of those up and it adds up to a 28-19 score in favor of the Grants Pass Cavemen. In terms of rebounds, the Cavemen have dominated the boards, leading that one category, 18 rebounds to 11. In terms of floor percentage, the Cavemen 13 of 26, that's 50%, compared to 8 of 26 for the Irish, that's 30.7%. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass has turned the ball over 4 times compared to 6 turnovers for the Sheldon Irish. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Individual numbers, first of all, for the Sheldon Irish coming off the bench, 6'9" sophomore Ty Reed, 0-for-2 from the free throw line. He left the game limping badly in the second period. Got limited playing minutes just before that anyway. In a starting role, Colby Parasa, a 6'5" senior, 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. Gabe Alvarado off the bench, a 6'3" junior, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. In a starting role, Eli Porsche, 6'4" junior, picked up a single foul. Nathan Shelley is their leading scorer with 6 points on 2 3-point shots, no fouls. Rocco Graziano has 2 field goals also, 5 points. He's got a 2 and a 3 and no fouls. And Owen Kramer, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, the leading scorer for the Grants Pass Cavemen is the freshman Jordan Rosetta coming off the bench, hitting 4 field goals and 1-for-2 from the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the contest. Zach Deshane, lots of playing minutes, didn't figure to my scoring line. Tyler McIntosh picked up a foul. Jaden Jesse, 3 field goals, 6 points, no fouls. Peyton Bruner, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. And Gavin McLean, 2 field goals, a 2 and a 3. He's got 5 and 1 foul. And Luke Morgan, 3 field goals, 6 points, and no fouls. So there you have it right now. We'll come back with a halftime analysis courtesy of the Neuro Clinic after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424, and don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion and motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine on the Williams Highway. And the Grants Pass Cavemen have seemed to have picked up some momentum at South Eugene and are continuing to use that, moving at a little bit faster pace than we've seen earlier in the season. Still with a good, strong defense, but now the offense is moving too. And it looks like we're trying to feed the big guys down low. And the target early was Luke Morgan. Morgan was drawing a double team. He drew the double team. Rosetta came off the bench, and there's a freshman. What's he doing here? What he was doing there was scoring 9 points. So look for that to continue. They'll look for the big guys inside, continue to pound that ball inside, and hope a couple of threes fall from our good friends Jesse and McIntosh and DeShane and McLean. They can hit some outside shots. We'll be good. Actually, the Cavemen in pretty good shape right now in terms of balanced scoring. They've got five guys in the scoring ranks right now. So that's where we stand. More after this from our good friends at the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's see if the Cavemen try anything different here. They like to run. They've proven that. And all in the second half with Zach. Finally, they slowed it down with Zach DeShane in the backcourt, just controlling the tempo. And either way, seemed to work for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight, executing against the Sheldon Irish. So if the Cavemen continue to execute, there shouldn't be any problems at all. Both teams back out on the floor right now, taking their warm-ups, getting ready for this second half, and so will we. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Halftime clock about ready to expire here. We'll make a note next week. Take Tuesday off. the Cavemen have a little bye here. The next action will be at Willamette. At Willamette next Friday night. So keep that in mind. So no game next Tuesday. There will be a game a week from tonight on the road at Willamette High School. So, yes, we'll be there for that one. Scheduled tip-off at 6:45. Now, that scheduled tip-off at 6:45 hasn't happened lately just because of the way the games expand in front of the JV game. So, really, we're getting really close to a 7 o'clock tip-off regardless of the schedule time, but we'll always announce the schedule time anyway. All right, halftime clock has expired. The Cavemen sending back out Jesse, McLean, McIntosh, Bruner, and Morgan. And when play is resumed, it'll be Grants Pass basketball. Third period brought to you by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank. Inbounds play, right-hand side into the hands of Bruner. Back left-hand side to McIntosh. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, Bruner. Bruner goes back up with it. Off, no good. Sheldon Irish clear the board. They come back on the run, pushing the floor, play down the floor. Left-hand side. Inbounds cut, beautifully executed. And this one, I think, was Shelley. Yes. So that'll be his third bucket. He's got 8 points. 28-21. Into the forecourt quickly. Ball left-hand side. Ball in the hands of Jesse. Tries to drive through the paint. Stripped of the basketball. There's a scramble for it. The Sheldon Irish come out with it. Ball hands right-hand to Kramer. Kramer goes left-hand side. Then in the corner. Out of bounds. Should be Grants Pass basketball. Everybody groans. There wasn't a Grants Pass player close to it. At any rate. Inbounds play for the Irish. They're into the floor coming from Graziano in the corner in the end line. Looks for help. The long 5 seconds, and there it is. Goes right back to the Caveman. Caveman defense forced that one. 28-21 the score, 7-11 on the clock. No, that's not the score, that's the tie. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes from Jesse to Bruner, and Bruner walks the ball down. Out front comes left-hand side quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh, wing left, kicks the ball back up front to Bruner. Right-hand side, then to McLean on the wing. High post to Morgan. Morgan tries to drive and I think was tripped as he went down. See who's going to get the call here. And was it 10? Kramer. That's the second on Kramer. Grants Pass gets the ball inbounds. Horrible inbounds play. Nobody was there on the drive. The Sheldon comes right back. Great block by Bruner. Goes into the corner. Irish gets it right back and fires for three. It's off. No good. This time the board's cleared by McLean. Caveman have been playing pretty well, but there have been about three bonehead plays tonight. Ball goes right-hand side to McLean. Back out front to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball. Slides to the top of the key. Left-hand side to Bruner. Bounce pass down low on the baseline to McIntosh. McIntosh spins out, drives back, can't get through. Kicks the ball right-hand side then to Jesse. 4-3 on the way, off, no good. Board cleared by the Irish. Puts the ball on the floor, on the run. That's Alvarado. Kicks the ball left-hand side into the corner. Loose basketball, there's a scramble for it. Bruner wins the scramble. Outlet comes to McLean. Traffic clears. McLean comes down right-hand side, and that'll be a blocking foul. On the Irish, I believe number 5. That's Shelley. That's the call. So Shelley will pick up the infraction. That's the second team foul this half this quarter on the Irish. Rosetta checks in and Morgan sits down. 28-21 the score. Grants Pass leading right now. Inbounds play. Came cross court to McIntosh, who was standing on the sideline. Turns the ball right back over to the Irish. Put that on the bonehead side. Golly. 28-21. Grants Pass still leading. Ball comes right-hand side. Again, Shelley out pass inside, and they lay it up again. Great cut by the Irish. And that, again, was number 5, Shelley. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. McIntosh bringing the ball down now. Out front. Bounce pass right-hand side to McLean. Back out front to McIntosh. McIntosh flips the ball left-hand side, high post to McLean. Bullet pass down low, tried to get it to Bruner. He was triple-teamed, ball slapped away. Picked up by Graziano. Graziano drops it back to Kramer. Kramer into the forecourt for the Irish. Right-hand side to Alvarado. Alvarado stops in the wing, bounce pass down low to Shelley. Shelley gets about 4 steps. Loose basketball picked up by Jesse. Jesse up to the kid, McIntosh. Tried for the alley-oop. They missed that one. Whistle stops the action. I'm not sure which way this one's going, but this is a strange game. Foul called on 32? Rosetta. Okay. 28-23, Grants Pass by 5. 5:10 to play on the clock. Grants Pass not playing very well right now. Irish, they come back across the timeline. Top of the key, that's Kramer. Left-hand side on the wing. They feed it high post to Shelley, right back to Kramer. Kramer was being fronted that time by McIntosh. McIntosh slapped the ball away. That was a great defensive move. 28-23. Inbounds play from the inline. Out to the top of the key to try to get it inside to Graziano. Graziano elevates, goes up with a shot. The shot was blocked from behind by Jesse, but I think he got him with the body. And that's the call. So Jesse will pick up his first. And is that the second? Second team foul this period on the Cavemen. Going to the free throw line is Graziano, Rocco Graziano. Shot is up and good. This is his third in the second and a half game against the Cavemen. He has yet to miss a free throw. He is 4-for-4 from last year to now. Shot is up and good. He has 7 points in the basketball game, and it's a two-point, three-point contest right now, 28-25. DeShane is back in for Grant's pass, crosses the timeline out front. Shane comes top of the key against his own defense. Now slides to the baseline, kick basketball. Try to bounce pass, looking for Rosetta, the low post. Ball will come in from the end line for Grant's pass. Rosetta over to make the play. The Cavemen put a box around the key. They break out of that quickly. And ball comes in quickly to Gruner, and a whistle called immediately. And the foul called on Perosa. I have that as the third on Perosa. It is. And from the end line, as the Cavemen put a box around the key again, Jesse cuts into the lane this time. The left-hand side in the corner, way out front to Gruner, top of the key. Gruner tries to penetrate, almost falls down to DeShane. Left-hand side to Jesse for three. Off the back of the iron, long rebound to Graziano for Sheldon. Gets the ball up quickly to Alvarado, goes up, and the ball taken out of his hands quickly by McIntosh. Dropped the ball in the lane, picked up by Jesse. Jesse back up to Gruner. Gruner in the paint, elevate, shot is up, and good for Gruner. And the Cavemen make that one look good. 30-25, Grants pass again by five. Kramer back quickly for the Sheldon Irish. Drives, goes up with the shot, and draws the foul for McIntosh. McIntosh went up with him, tried to block the shot, got the man on the wrist. So McIntosh will get his second infraction. That's at least the third team foul on Grant's pass. This period going to the free throw line, number 10, Owen Kramer. First time we've seen him at the charity stripe in 2.5 games. He hits the back of the iron and off, no good. Morgan checks back in, and McIntosh sits down. Bruner sits down. So we've got DeShane, McLean, Morgan, Bruner, and Jesse on the floor. One more shot coming for Owen Kramer. Shot is up. Good. 1-for-2. He's got 5 points. That makes it a 4-point game, 30-26. Jesse in the backcourt takes the inbounds play from DeShane and hands it right back to him. And Zach crosses the timeline right at center court. Slides off to the right-hand side, still working against that 2-3 zone. Balkans left-hand side to McLean, inside to Rosetta. Rosetta muscles one up, it's good. Rosetta's deadly inside tonight. He's got 11 points, 32-26. Ball out front down the hands of Kramer. Kramer with a basketball, looks left and right, goes left-hand side quickly on the wing. Back out front to Graziano. Graziano tries to drive. Pulls up from 15 feet. Don't take the shot. Out front, top of the key. Back right-hand side. Man goes to free throw line. Loose basketball. Finally picked up by Morgan. His defense caused that. Handed to Rosetta. Rosetta right back to DeShane. And DeShane walks the ball down uncontested. 3:24 on the clock. 32-26. Grants pass by six. DeShane out front. Goes left-hand side to McLean. Tried to get the cut inside to Rosetta, cutting down from the high post. And it's going to be, that'll bring a groan from the fans. They call the ball Sheldon's basketball. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Kramer. Kramer crosses the timeline, gives the ball up quickly to Alvarado. Spins, looks around. Comes top of the key then to Shelley. Shelley with the basketball from the post. Flips it out front again to Graziano. Graziano drives left-hand side. Comes all the way down, tries to get to the free throw line. They're going to call Morgan for a foul. Morgan was trying to look innocent. He tried his best. The official didn't buy it. Second on Morgan. Fourth team foul on Grants Pass here in this period. 32-26 at the free throw line is Rocco Graziano, who is 5-for-5 from the charity stripe against Grants Pass last year and this year combined. Has 7 points in the basketball game and now 8. 32-27, the score. One more shot coming for Graziano. Shot is up. This one's good. Wasn't perfect, but it's good. 4 for 4 tonight. 32-28, Grant's pass by 4. Jesse hands the ball inside to DeShane, and DeShane walks the ball down, still against that 2-3 zone for the Sheldon Irish. Ball left-hand side to McLean. Back out front then to DeShane. In high post, horrible pass. Morian was going there wrong way. Ball turned over to Graziano. Graziano comes back on the run for the Irish to the free throw line. Backs away, back outside the arc. To Shelley in the corner for 3, and it's good. So Shelley gets his 13th point in the basketball game, and it's a 2-point game. It's a 1-point game, 32-31. DeShane into the forecourt, right-hand side to Jesse. Left-hand side then to McLean. Back out front to DeShane. Right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse looks down low. Gives the ball inside to Morgan at the post. Morgan tries to drive down. Puts a shot up off glass. Rims that rolls out. Was halfway down the cylinder and climbed back out. Lead pass up left-hand side to Graziano. Graziano, free throw line. Backs away from the Grants pass defense. Spins, fires for 3 from about 22. No good. Rosetta rebounds. Gives the ball right back to DeShane. DeShane, lead pass right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse on the baseline has the ball slapped away. It'll be Grants pass ball inbounds from the end line. Grants pass by 1. Bruner checks into the basketball game. Morgan sits down. Shelley comes out for the Irish. And we've got a timeout taken by the Grants pass caveman. 32-31. A minute 48 to play here in the third. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
32-31, Grants pass by 1 here in this third period. It's been a strange one, no question about it. Irish come back out on the floor. Now the Caymans send out Bruner, McLean, Rosetta, McIntosh, and DeShane. McLean will make the inbounds play as the Caymen take the ball inside to Bruner, right-hand side on the wing, out front to DeShane, left-hand side to McLean, down low to McIntosh, to McLean on the wing, back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side to McIntosh. Right-hand side to DeShane. On the wing then to McLean. Rosetta posted high. Back left-hand side then to McIntosh. Top of the key to DeShane. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Fakes left. Comes inside to Rosetta. Rosetta free throw line jumper. Nails it. Rosetta's 13th point in the basketball game. And the Caveman by 3, 34-31. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Graziano now. Graziano. He's cat quick. Handles the ball well. Strong. He's a football player. Drives left-hand side for the Irish. Back out front, top of the key to Kramer. Kramer tries to drive. Comes down against DeShane. Puts one up that is off glass and good. He's got 7 in the basketball game. And again, it's 34-33, a 1-point game. Less than a minute left to play here in the third. Ball right-hand side to McLean. Back out front then to DeShane. Left-hand side to McIntosh. Then to Rosetta for 3 from the corner. And he hits the 3. Oh, where's that freshman been? 16 points for the young man so far. 37-33. 35 seconds left to play here in the third period. Ball out front in the hands of Kramer for the Sheldon Irish. Ball stolen away this time by McLean. Did I hear a whistle? I did. And are they going to call him for a foul? No, they're going to call the foul on Kramer trying to get the ball back. So Kramer will pick up his 3rd of the basketball game, and it'll be Grants pass ball inbounds from the half-court mark. On the west side of the gym. McLean over to make the inbounds play. 27 seconds left here in the stanza. DeShane all alone in the backcourt. So the inbounds play certainly uncontested. DeShane walks the ball down across the timeline. Shot clock is off. Ball comes left-hand side to McIntosh. Back out to DeShane. Just has the ball. Holds on hip. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. The officials counting. DeShane begins to move down. 9 seconds on the clock. Slides left-hand side. Bounce pass down low for Bruner. Bruner spins and fires. It's off. No good. The back up was good by McLean. And that's the way it will end. 39-33, the Caveman lead at the end of three. We'll be back with the fourth and final period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
I want to remind you that third quarter was brought to you by Evergreen Federal Bank, serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. And now the fourth period about to get underway. Brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Give them a call at 476-2133. Either the Beacon Drive Abby's or the Williams Highway Abby's. They'll get that Hawaiian pizza delivered to you. Get the big one right now. It's on special. You get it for about $28. Right? Oh, it's so good. Play as resumed. It's going to be Irish in a ball inbounds from the half court. Mark Graziano will make the play in the backcourt to Kramer. Kramer kept on us by Mr. DeShane. DeShane flips the ball right hand side. Stolen away by McIntosh, but he took it out of bounds. It's still Sheldon Bull. 39-33. Grants Pass leading right now by six. Ball out front quickly. Ball left hand side quickly to Kramer. Kramer double team. Kicks the ball back left hand side out front. In the hands of Graziano now working against McLean. Goes to right-hand side, tries to muscle his way down. Bruner comes up to help. Back to Graziano, back on the wing left-hand side. Almost lost the basketball. Pumps once, gives it left-hand side to Kramer. Kramer spins, he wants to shoot. Back out front quickly to Shelley. Shelley lost the basketball to McIntosh. Dive for it is Rosetta. Rosetta with the basketball on the ground. And a whistle stops the action. I think there was a foul committed. Let's see. Got to get goal against the Irish, I believe, or did we get a timeout? We got a timeout on the part of the Grants Pass Caveman. So take a deep breath. 7:26 to play, 39-33. The Caveman take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
39-33, Caveman basketball when play is resumed. Going to bring the ball in from about the end of the timeline. The west side, about halfway between the end line and the timeline. McIntosh to make the play. He's got DeShane in the backcourt with him. McLean, Rosetta, and Bruner also on the floor for Grant's pass. DeShane out front. Goes right-hand side quickly to McIntosh. On the wing right-hand side, back out front to Rosetta. Rosetta to Bruner on the wing. Bruner drives to the free throw line. Back to DeShane. DeShane setter steps to McLean in the corner for three. Hits the front of the iron. Off. No good. High for the rebound is Bruner. Muscles one back up and is fouled. No foul called. Just tapped out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the inline. Caveman put a picket fence across the baseline. And they go right-hand side then to DeShane on the wing. Down low then to Bruner. Right back to DeShane in the lane to McLean cutting from the corner. And lost the basketball out of bounds. Sheldon basketball, 39-33. Caveman lead it. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Kramer. Kramer slides it down. Goes left-hand side to Graziano. Graziano gives right-hand side to Shelley. Shelley hands off quickly to Kramer. And away from the basketball, this one goes against... Goes against number two, Perosa. I have that as the fourth on Perosa. It is. So the Cavemen get the basketball back. Jesse gets the ball into DeShane. DeShane walks the ball down the floor. Graziano comes after him at the timeline. DeShane slides on down to about the wing position. Looks, comes to the top of the key. Free throw line. Comes back right-hand side to McLean. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. He's got room. Lays one up and in. And Bruner gets his sixth point of the basketball game. And it's 41-33. That's what the Cavemen need to do several times. Now Kramer with the basketball for the Sheldon Irish out front. Tries to drive on DeShane. Shoots over him. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Shelley. Shot is up from the wing. It's off. No good. Long rebound out front. Controlled by DeShane. DeShane sliding down the left-hand side. It's one on four. Waits for better numbers. Moves back out front as numbers are all even now. Slides down. Gets a pick from Bruner to the free throw line. Comes all the way down. Kind of hooks one up. Won't go. Shelley follows. Takes the rebound down for the Irish. Gives it off to McLean. Left-hand side. Lead pass up to Graziano. Graziano double team down low. Kicks the ball back out front to Kramer. Kramer to the free throw line. Into the corner, right-hand side. Man drives the baseline himself. Kicks the ball back out to Graziano for three. This was off. No good. Rebound is back up and in. And timeout has been called. That was Shelley with that basket. A look at the scoreboard here. It's 41-35, 5:28 to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back. All right, the Cavemen are sending out Morgan, Jesse, McLean, Bruner, and DeShane. Jesse goes back to make the inbounds play. DeShane in the backcourt to take the pass. Token pressure in the backcourt from Forsha for the Irish. Trap develops right at the timeline, throws by it. Gets the ball high post to Morgan. Down low to Bruner. Back in the corner to McLean. And the Cavemen reset. Cross court from DeShane. Right-hand side to... inside to Bruner. Bruner right-hand side to Morgan, who puts it up and in. So the Cavemen move the ball around and find 2 points. 8 points for Morgan now. 43-35. And the Cavemen executing better right now. Ball right-hand side to Forsha. Forsha to Shelley for three. Right-hand side. This one misses out. And it's controlled by Bruner. And then from behind Bruner, the foul. This one's going to be called on Shelley. Was it Shelley or? No, it was number two. It'll be, if that's number two, that's five. Scoreboard's showing four. Now it's showing five. So he's out of the game at 4:52. So he leaves the contest. He's replaced by Alvarado. It's one 2-point field goal in the second period. Has some playing time here, but that's what my score sheet shows. So Jesse gets the ball in to DeShane, and DeShane walks the ball down quickly. Crosses the timeline. Center circle goes left-hand side, then to McLean. McLean with the basketball back out front, then to DeShane. Right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse in the corner, right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, can't get to Morgan, back out to Jesse on the wing. High post to Morgan, left-hand side to McLean. Attacks along the baseline. Stopped there, gives the ball out to Morgan in the corner. Back out front then to Jesse. Jesse looking down low, got Bruner at the high post. Ball goes right-hand side, though, to DeShane on the wing. DeShane back out front. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Jesse drives, gets to the paint, puts one up. That rolls off. So a fresh shot clock, but the rebound controlled by the Irish. Long pass down the right-hand side, quickly to Kramer. Kramer crosses through the lane, kicks the ball out front. Shot for three is up, off no good. Long rebound to Bruner. Bruner hits the floor on the run. It's 2-on-2. Bruner slows it down. It's a long pass to get it to McLean. Out front then to DeShane, and the Cavemen reset. Morgan and Jesse work down low. Now Bruner drops down low as DeShane drives the right-hand side in the corner. Gets the ball into a Morgan. Morgan looks for Bruner as he draws a double team. Ball comes left-hand side to Jesse. Off a 15-footer, no good. Rebound Morgan. Morgan spins, kicks the ball back out to DeShane and vacates the lane. DeShane with the basketball right now, 43-35 on the scoreboard for 3:29 to play. So DeShane, head fakes, comes back right-hand side to McLean. High post to Bruner, down low, then to Morgan. Backhanded layup is up and good for Morgan, and Morgan's in double figures now with 10. 45-35, and the margin is 10 for Grants Pass. Long pass down, left-hand side for the Irish. Five-footers up, off, no good. Rebound Morgan for the Cavemen. Hands it off to Jesse, hands it off to DeShane, and DeShane walks the ball down. 3:05 on the clock. No hurry for the Grants Pass Cavemen right now. Ball goes right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse on the wing, then high post to Morgan. Morgan right-hand side, back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side to Jesse, back out to Bruner. Bruner just outside the circle at the free throw line, loses his footing, rolls the ball to Morgan, back to Jesse in the paint. Jesse goes up with a shot, off, no good. Rebound taken down by Graziano. Graziano working one-on-one with Jesse. Jesse's showing no signs of that injury. Finally, Graziano blows by right-hand side, spins in the paint, shoots. He had his mind made up to shoot, but he got the basketball. Morgan pulls in the rebound easily and hands the ball back to DeShane with 2 1/4 left. That's 2:25 on the clock. Cavemen lead by 10, 45-35. DeShane into the forecourt between the circles. High post, the ball goes to Bruner. Morgan drops down low. Morgan follows, but left-hand side to McLean, and he buries the three. That's the second three of the night for McLean, and he's in double figures. The Cavemen lead by 13, 48-35. 2:03 to play. Timeout has been taken by the Sheldon Irish. You look at the scoreboard, 2:01 left. 48-25 the score. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
2:01 on the clock. Left to play here in the fourth period. Caveman basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. It's 48-35, Grants Pass by 13. When play is resumed, it's Sheldon Ball inbounds from the sidelines at the end of the, at the north end of the scorer's table. Inbounds play goes right-hand side. Sheldon Irish drives into the corner, looks for help. Caveman in a man-to-man right now. Ball slapped away out of bounds by McLean. It'll still be Irish ball inbounds in the end line. They're into the floor. Graziano comes over to make the play. And he'll put that picket line across the base or end line. Ball way out front quickly to Shelley. No, Shelley's gone. No, it was Shelley. Left-hand side, Owen. Kramer gets the ball up, deflected into the corner right-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. High rebound. Controlled by Morgan. Long pass out the left-hand side to McLean. McLean comes down 1-on-4. He says, wait a minute here. I don't like these numbers. Back out front to Jesse. Jesse gives a ball to McIntosh at the circle. McIntosh comes down, looks down low for Bruner. Can't get to him. Hands off to McLean, driving by to Bruner. Corner left-hand side. High post then to Morgan. Morgan double team back out front then to McIntosh. 1:19 on the clock. 11 seconds on the shot clock for Grant's pass. Ball goes down low to Morgan. Morgan in the paint. Elevates. Goes up with a shot that's good. And Morgan picks up his 12th of the basketball game. And the Cavemen lead is now 15. 50-35. Long pass down right-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way from the corners. Off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Bruner. And Bruner moves with the basketball. Hands it right back to Jesse. Jesse walks the ball down. Taking a lot of time. Final minute of play. 50-35. Grant's pass leading by 15. Jesse in the forecourt, right-hand side. Flips the ball over to McIntosh. Between the circles, McIntosh now pressed. Moves off to the left-hand side. Man-to-man defensive pressure by the Irish now. Ball right-hand side to Jesse. Down low to McIntosh. Corner right-hand side. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Back out to McLean. McLean with the basketball. Drives top of the key all the way. Comes down and turned the ball over on the drive. 25 and a half seconds left to play in the contest. Irish go to their bench, put a couple of fresh players in. 50-35, some of the fans up and headed towards the door right now as we speak. 25 seconds left here in the contest. Cayman lead by 15. Irish have the ball inbounds on the sideline. And the Cayman go to their bench. And we see Tim Hart come on. And we see, okay, now we got it. Not fair, coach.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
January is flooring month at Diamond Home Improvement. Come check out Diamond Home Improvement's large inventory of incredibly priced flooring. Diamond is starting the year off with a bang and offering several options with the best pricing of the year. Choose from luxury vinyl plank, laminate, vinyl tile, and plush carpet. Diamond offers in-home measures, design services, and can even connect you with installers. Need financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Talk to me. All right. My apologies for the transition, Coach. A little technical glitch there. Golly knows. Hey, thank goodness.
You getting used to this, Chuck?
Hey, thank goodness for a freshman, huh?
Yeah, Jordan Rosetta played phenomenal tonight. Hit some big shots when our back was against the wall. Great job tonight. You know, Luke Morgan struggled a lot tonight, as you could tell, but other people picked it up. Rocco Graziano, which is one of the leading scorers in our league, said that that was the best defense he's faced all year. He says he hasn't faced, and that's who we are. And Jaden did a phenomenal job on him tonight and locking him up, and that's who we are. We're a defensive team. But Jordan came through in a big way when our backs were against the wall. You're right.
All right. Looked like Jaden got all of his minutes tonight for the most part here. How is he?
He's sore. You know, obviously he had that opportunity to dunk, but, you know, legs aren't there after getting kneed in the calf and his back hurting. But he'll be fine. He'll be able to recuperate. We have a long week next week. Yeah. We don't play till Friday.
Thank goodness, yeah.
We need it. It's rest well needed, but, you know, some good stuff. Peyton did really well tonight in his rebounding and doing some of the stuff that he does. And Zach did a phenomenal job tonight at controlling ball tempo and making number 10 work hard to get him into their offense. Started out the third quarter really, really shaky. I should have made our boys a little bit ready for the back cuts. We talked about that pregame. They didn't do it the first half, and it was my fault that I didn't talk to them at halftime to make that adjustment. So I take responsibility for that. But we finally got it figured out by the time we got to the fourth quarter.
Right. It looked like they had seen a film of the game against South Eugene. I have no doubt that they did. They really collapsed, certainly on Morgan and Brunner both, anytime they got the ball down low.
Yeah, you know, if a team doesn't zone us, they you know, I no disrespect to some of the other coaches, but, I mean, we really, really struggle in a zone. And it is the good coaches that do it. You know, and Solomon from South Eugene's a phenomenal coach, and Eric from Sheldon. Those two guys are phenomenal coaches. I would have them on my staff in a heartbeat. They're both great guys. They're very knowledgeable, and they know how to make adjustments. So I really like both of them in our league. I think they're probably two of the best.
Okay. You've got some time off now. What's the plan for the guys? You could break the routine a little bit. Is this a good time to have that extra time?
Phenomenal time to have the extra time. You know, we're, you know, this is kind of a grind, you know, and so, you know, we might have some fun on Monday a little bit. Just shoot, do an early and get out just so that we don't wear and tear them out. And second through league, we start watching film of our games and talk about adjustments made throughout the game. So our nights as we start game prepping, which will be Wednesday, you know, instead of doing a two-hour practice and then get out of there, we're a two-hour practice, and then we're watching about 30, 45 minutes of film. So Monday and Tuesday will be short practices. Monday will be a little bit, you know, just shooting, not getting up and down. Tuesday we'll ramp it up a little bit, get some conditioning in. And then Wednesday we'll start going into game prepping, and then Thursday we'll start working on our zone a little bit. And I like running our zone against Willamette, and we need a little bit more practice on that for our rotations and stuff like that. So,
all right, two in a row, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, and once again, congratulations on the statewide honor, the Les Schwab coach or tape.
Team of the month.
Team of the month, 6A
yep,
level.
Our boys deserved it for sure, so thank you.
All right, thanks, Coach. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Weird. Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we apologize. There was a technical glitch right there at the end of the basketball game. Thank goodness it was mostly decided, but we did get a word with head coach Joel Jesse here real quickly tonight. Rundown of let me get things back under control here. Stats courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman, their energy conservation specialist. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period, 15-12, won the second period by a score of 13-7 to make the halftime score 28-19. Lost the third period, 14-11 to make the score 39-33, still in favor of Grants Pass, and they won the fourth period by a score of 11-4, 50-37, the final score. Grants Pass scoring came on 23 field goals, and in terms of free throw shooting, they were 1-for-3 from, pardon me, yeah, 1-for-1, 1-for-2 at the free throw line for the whole game. So didn't get the free throw line very much. Not many fouls called. Let's run down the individual numbers that we have. First of all, I'm just going to hit one number for the Sheldon Irish here, and that's Nathan Shelley. I have him for 5 field goals, 3 three-pointers, 15 points in the contest tonight. Graziano, whom we talked about a lot, picked up 2 field goals, a 2 and a 3, and 4-for-4 from the free throw line. That's 9 points for Graziano. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, Luke Morgan, 6 field goals, 12 points. Gavin McLean had 4 field goals, 2 threes. He had 10 points. Peyton Bruner, 3 field goals, 6 points. Jaden Jesse picked up 3 field goals, 6 points. McIntosh picked up 2 fouls. Deshane did not figure to my scoring line, played lots and lots of minutes. Jordan Rosetta had 7 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 1-for-2 at the free throw line. 16 points for the freshman tonight for the Grants Pass Caveman. Final score once again, 50-37. More after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. In terms of, well, we'll just tip our hats to a lot of people tonight and try to get out of this one as smoothly as possible after that little glitch before it happens again. So we'll talk about our player of the game. And, well, when you get a lot of scoring tonight, the spread out, we've got 5-6 different people who scored for the Grants Pass Caveman. All were factors tonight. But certainly one player came off the bench and added an extra spark. And we'll talk about the Valvoline player of the game after this from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, welcome back. Oh, coming off the bench right tonight, when you've got a 6'4" freshman with broad shoulders and he comes on the floor and plays like a veteran, once again, hitting those, 7 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 1-for-2 at the free throw line, 16 points for Jordan Rosetta tonight. There's no question he's our Valvoline Instant Player of the Game tonight. All right, we're going to wrap things up right here, ladies and gentlemen. Remind you that there's no game next Tuesday night. Our next game is at Willamette a week from tonight. Yes, it'll be right here on the radio. So for Ryan Diotti, Staffing Radio Control, our executive producer, Carl Wilson, additional stats from E. Benson tonight. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you of the final score, the Grants Pass Caveman 50 and the Sheldon Irish 37. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KGO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.